All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. It feels so good to be back in Corbett, Oregon. Ice storm, snow, 1 inch of rain expected today. Does not matter. I'm just thrilled to be back home after last week, an amazing, absolutely exhilarating experience at the Salt Lake City Summit. And those of you who were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe there's 130, 140 of us. I don't want to speak evangelistically and stretch the numbers, but there was a great group of individuals who, from brand new customers, literally just weeks being exposed to Neken, to those of us who have been, you know, two decades or more. And if you didn't get the details of that, we did have the call last week, Saturday AM Live, was broadcast with Vance and Gary. We had Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine hosting the line. And what a great, great call. And there'll be a lot more stuff coming out of that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the announcement segment here in about 25, 30 minutes. And let's jump right on into things. You know, Lynette, as we were talking last night, and as I jumped on the line this morning, I couldn't help but think there. Lynette, have you ever watched that show, America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's a silly question because I know everybody has. And being one that could have a couple years ago, I had this little ice sliding video, and people said, "Oh man, you got to submit that to America's Funniest Home Videos." And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, why not?" I said, "It's quite simple. The only people that win the $10,000 and go on to be eligible for the $100,000 are kids and animals." And I did not fall into either category. And I knew I wouldn't win because there's just too many kids and beautiful, cute animals out there. And Lynette, I know that's your background, which, by the way, our guest this morning is Lynette Burgett. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, yep.
Okay. And Lynette, where's home for you? I didn't even bother to ask.
I'm in Minnesota, in the Minneapolis area, yeah.
Okay, so Minnesota, the home of tapioca pudding. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I thought it was casserole.
Anyways, Lynette, you are not a newcomer to Neken. I believe your journey started back almost about when I got started, back in the 90s. And what was life like? What did you do before Neken?
Well, Vance, from the very beginning of being a child, I've always been, you know, animals are my thing. And caring for them, whether it's, you know, building them a nice little house to live in or whatever. But as an adult, at the time of Neken, I was in a nutrition business that I had started prior to, you know, my mom gave me the knowledge about nutrition and prevention and way back in the 70s. And when it wasn't even any, I was a health freak, you know, that's what they labeled me as. And, you know, I was going to high school rodeos and bringing my protein shakes with me and my vitamins and all that. And people were making fun of me. And I'm like, well, you know, I know what I feel like when I'm not taking this, so I'm not going to stop taking it. So I'm kind of like, I dance to a different drummer, I guess. So that's okay. You know, there's labels you can put on people, and the labels I had were, you know, now they're a gift. Yeah, I believe they're a gift. But anyway, so the nutrition and health was really something I've had for years. But at the time, I was working with animals and nutrition and had a grooming business and a photography business. And I thought I was pretty educated in nutrition with pets, and found out by reading a book I was not. You know, it's kind of like the food companies. They can put all kinds of things in there that they don't really give you the idea what it really is until they find out, oh, that red color is not good for you or that preservative. And so I really went into the health business and studying and researching pet foods. And so in the midst of that, I was located a company that was really on top of the almost a holistic human grade product, you know, line. So I started to be a distributor for them, and I delivered around the state of Minnesota. I think I was probably the first home delivery pet service or pet food service in the state back then.
Okay. Now,
yeah, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, then I learned through an experience with one of my horses I had at the time, had he had an accident at a horse expo, and he tore something in his rear end. And we didn't know what it was, and he was on stall rest for about a month, which that is not a good thing for a horse to be on stall rest. They just get nervous. They don't like that. But anyway, after months of testing, and then we did x-rays, and they found out that he had some arthritis that was developing in his back leg. And I went into researching about, you know, alternative things that I could be doing with him versus, you know, the bute and injections and firing and surgery, right into magnetics. And so I found a company that had a wrap, and I called them up and I ordered it, and I got the product and put it on my horse for probably about a good 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. And I didn't see anything different, and I thought, well, you know, holistic medicine takes time sometimes. So I was patient, but then I ran into one of my clients, but I was delivering to her, and she said, well, if you're going to try magnets, you should talk to this person. I met her at a llama show. She raised llamas, and she had a table set up with Neukin products. And she said there's different magnets out there. So I met with this person who happened to be back then my upline. You know, I signed up, and I used some of the small magnets and a wrap that was designed for the magnets. And I left it on him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I kept checking it. I was a manager at the barn, and that's the other thing, too, is I was a manager at almost every barn I moved my horse to because, you know, it just worked out that way. I mean, it was a good thing for me because I could, you know, get some money off my board and take care of horses.
I don't mean this as a critical comment, but isn't that what most horsey people do?
Yeah.
I don't want to put them all in the same category, but they just, because of the passion and the love for horses specifically in the equestrian industry, it's like you can't just dabble in it. You're all in. I mean,
yeah.
that's what I've discovered over here. So you're managing this, and you're checking your horse every day with the wrap, and what
mm-hmm.
happened?
Well, and then, okay, so within about, I'd say, how many days was it? This was so long ago. This was in 1996.
Okay.
And so within about 2 weeks, I took the wrap off, and I brought him into the arena, and I let him, you know, meander around. And he took off bucking and kicking and just tearing on like he'd never done in months. And I went, it made a huge difference. So this horse went from almost dragging a back leg to just being, you know, 2 years old again, and he was five.
And
so I'm like,
what's the usual, and I don't mean to keep interrupting you, Lynette, but all these questions are flooding through my mind. What's the usual turnaround time for a horse in that condition that he was in to, you know, bucking and jumping like that?
Well, it could be months to years because of what he had going on. It's called a bone spavum, and it's where there's four joints in the back leg that they were fusing together. The calcium deposits were fusing together, so he was losing all the stretch in that one back leg. So it could have taken years, you know, and a lot of times people don't have the time and the patience, and they just either, you know, send the horse down the road or, you know, put him down.
Yeah.
So I was all in. I mean, and that's how I get. I couldn't.
There's no placebo effect in animals, is there?
No, they don't lie. They don't look at you like, well, I don't know if it's going to work or not. I'm like, and that's why I've primarily have worked with animals for the last 25 years because they don't argue. They use, and if you put the product on them, they don't take it off. You know. So anyway. So that was my cornerstone of my, you know, just believed in this product and the magnets. And then the nice thing about it, too, was because I already tried another product from a company, I could discover the differences in magnets.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure.
And that was a big thing, too, because about a year later, we were going on vacation, and I wanted to make sure that he was sound when I was gone. It was in the winter, and sometimes you get a little bit stiff. And then I'd do the Mag Boy or the Mag Duo on his leg, and that would help. But I wanted to make sure that he was, you know, okay for the next week. And I put a magnet that was pretty strong. It was from a Japanese company, not Neukin, but it was like one of those medical type magnets. And it actually caused a burn on his back leg.
Oh wow!
So it can be either too weak and not make a difference, or it can be too strong and actually cause harm. So there is so much difference in magnets and. So that's why whenever I do a class or educate, you know, at a session, I would always say, you know, the magnet on your refrigerator is not like the magnet you put on your, in your shoes, you know, so...
Yeah, no, so that really drives the point home, because especially if you're working on animals, I think they're not going to tell you. We don't have Mr. Ed
right.
going to audibly say, hey, that's a little too much there. But I love the fact that you're saying that, you know, these products that Nathan creates are safe, not
mm-hmm.
only for humans, but also for animals. And we've seen that time and time again. So I am curious, because besides your own horse, in the 21 years, if I'm doing the
mm-hmm.
math correctly, there's got to be a lot of stories that kind of are the creme de la creme in
mm-hmm.
your experience. What ones are the top of your list?
Well, okay, then it was in the 2000, on March 9th, I had my horse, and I had a pony at the time also, and I was at a barn, and the barn owner called me up, and, no, I went to the barn, and the owner of the barn said, can you help me with this situation down the street at another barn? And that horse had been chased around, she was trying to give birth, this mare, and she was in a wild herd. This herd was kind of like your rogue herd. They had two stallions out there that were free to breed, whatever they wanted to do. It was a very abusive situation, but we won't go there. But anyway, so this mare was trying to give birth, and what happened was is the herd would keep trying to chase her when she wanted to lay down. And this was March 9th, and this was below freezing weather, and it was, you know, it's winter, cold winter. And so the mare actually gave birth to the baby standing up and then was chased away. So the baby had broke the umbilical cord, you know, ripped it. And that's not the right way that it should happen, and was left in a cold, icy situation. And when I got there, they were trying to catch the mare, and the herd, it was just chaotic. It was just a crazy, crazy time. But then I went up to where the foal was, and he was almost like he was hard and crusty, and his fur was frozen because it was wet, and his nostrils and ears were full of mud. And dirt, and it was just, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so sad. So we got the baby out of the pasture and put him in the back of a van, and I'm thinking, I got to go home and get my pet pad, my Meg boys, and my comforter. And I thought, and what happened, which was a God thing, I believe God puts times in our lives that it's like for a reason. And that morning I was studying in a medical journal on when mammals give birth, and they're taking their umbilical cord breaks, and they're free to live on their own. They have hormones that are just constantly pumping. It's like the all these chemicals are happening in their brain, and
almost like an adrenaline overload.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like their kickstart. And so I got home, got all my stuff, and went back to the barn, and they had got the foal in there, and he was under a blanket. Just somebody put a blanket on him, and I got in the stall, and he was still just cold and hard. And I'm like, and you know, his breathing. I didn't read his pulse or anything like that. I was just like, I got to get him underneath this blanket, and I put the pet pad underneath his head. And you know, I have pictures of him, and I have it in one of the books that I wrote. And his tongue was hanging out, and I started rolling the Magboys all over his head as quickly as I could, all over his head, his forehead, his nose, and up his neck, and all the areas of the brain that is the, you know, the hormone or, well, the chemical releases. And so it was probably like 20 minutes later, I got kind of tired, and I took a couple pictures of me doing it, and that's how I had him. And I had a camera. We didn't have iPhones or anything like that. It was pretty, you know, back in the old days. And I took some pictures, and all I remember is I said, God, if this horse doesn't make it, I have to get rid of this film. I won't look at those. And so I kept rolling, and then I stopped to roll because I wanted to give myself a little bit of a break. And all of a sudden, he lifted his head slowly up, and he just kind of had this little knicker. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And I'm like, oh, I just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And it wasn't probably maybe another 20 minutes. And they brought the mare back. They caught the mare and brought her in the stall. And then, I mean, the stall next to us, because we didn't, the mare was wild. She had never been handled.
Sure.
So so then it was probably within the next couple hours, she was standing. And then we put them together, and he got his first milk. And it was just like, but his temperature went from freezing feeling, to when I put my hand underneath the comforter, it was the travel comforter, it was warm, and his body was soft. It felt good. So that was another one. That was like, oh my gosh. So this horse was mine for about 8 years, and he had a lot of joint and limb problems because he had no prenatal care. He was born in the conditions he was, and I think at one point when he was in the stall in the beginning, his mom, I think, stepped on one of his back legs because it seemed to go out to the side after I noticed. I said, well, something's not right there. But his legs were all kittywampus. The front legs were underneath him, and the back legs were underneath his going forward, and people would say, geez, this horse is a mess. And you know, the mare wasn't very tame or anything, and people were going, what are you going to do? And it wasn't even my horse. We took him over from that barn from the owner, and he came to see him, and he said, yeah, you can keep him here, because he wouldn't have been able to take care of either of them. So we had to do something, so I ended up, you know, offering to buy the two, and, you know, he was a finagler, and he's like, oh, well, she's a foundation quarter horse, blah, 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 and I said, yeah, but who's going to want to buy her with that, you know, I mean, it was funny, but at the time, I thought, he's got to have special care, so I put ankle wraps on his ankles, I put both the elastomags that they had before, and the kinko wraps on his ankles. I made a brow band and put it on his halter so it was up on the top of between his ears and his pole. So it was like the magnets would still keep the chemicals going and stuff. And so his legs were so crooked in the beginning, but ended up straightening out just fine. And, I mean, he had one foot in the front that was a little bit on the club side, but no horse has perfect legs. I don't think there's one, you know. So anyway, so that was...
I can't help but think, you know, this is the reason why so many of us seasoned wellness consultants always carry the Niken travel comforter in our vehicles, in the trunk or in the back seat, because you don't know, especially during the winter months, when there's going to be an emergency need for something to provide that extra warmth. I mean, as a first responder, you know, volunteer firefighter, we would grab the blankets or in the reflective ones, but they don't provide the therapeutic value of what far infrared fibers do, especially with the wraps and everything. But to see a horse, who, again, March 9th, and, you know, that's not as cold out here in the Northwest, but I know up north where you guys are at, that's still really cold. You know, and the significance of, you know, March 9th being, you know, Shar Rogers, my mom's birthday. But aside from that, I'm going, oh, what a great day. But anyway, to be able to put the comforter on, and then, you know, I have to think fast forward to today, having the Kinko touch, you know, your hand wouldn't have gotten sore and tired because every time it shuts off after 10 minutes, you just click it on again. And as long as it's charged up and ready to go, you're going to get 300 minutes out of that. And how significant to have not just the magnets, which we had in the MagBoy, which was you were using, but to have the magnetic, the far infrared, and the negative ions in all in one thing. Lynette, I have to, because you're a lot like me, and I got accused of this week doing an ABC appointment with a brand new customer, of just getting caught up in the moment of one store after the other, because these products are so amazing, and that can happen. For those of us who are not in the equestrian industry, but we have cats and dogs and small pets, what... Give us a story. I think I hear a dog barking in the background. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my dog. Back in the beginning of my Niken days, I had four horses and a pony. I had a big dog. I had four cats, two barn cats. I had reptiles, tortoises, I had all kinds of animals. I was like a zoo. And all the animals that I have then and now have some magnetic or infrared item in their cage or their aquarium. My salamanders have, so I look at it this way. Our earth is a magnet, and our animals live outside normally. And then when you take them in and put them in an environment where they're taken away from that, why not put a magnet in your aquarium? You know, produce the magnetic earth, you know, and so they all have it on there. I've had, iguana that had of a climbing limb in his cage, and he would go up to the top where the light was, and when I put a mag step in there, in the middle of his climbing pole, he would go down from the light and put his feet on that mag step. You know, and he had every choice to go up to the light, which is what they need for warm, but it was the energy that he preferred, I think, you know. And so, and then like with the the power bands, the necklaces and the bracelets. I've got necklaces on my dog and my cats. I only have one cat now. I had four cats, and I've lost a lot in the last couple of years. It's kind of been hard, but I know this is another thing that I've really experienced with all of my years in Nikon, is that when I use the technology on the animals, when they're healthy or when they're actually going to be passing, it helps them, to me, I see this, to be a calm effect, that they're not freaking out. I mean, death is kind of we don't know how it is, but, you know, I've had animals that actually the vet said that the blanket that I had on my horse at the time was probably preventing the medication to euthanize him from working effectively because it was causing the drug to get out of his body faster.
Wow.
And that happened with my cat when I had him neutered on my kitchen table from my vet, and I had him on a pet cat. And they give him the injection to go to sleep, and she'd just about ready to make the incision, and he'd start moving around, and she'd give him another shot. And then she said, "We got to use that pad after the surgery because it's not helping." So it can get rid of medication that you don't want in the body, but yet it makes it effective. And then the horse that was, you know, Rocky, the black horse that I was talking about, he was getting gelded. So I'll get back to the small animals.
You bring up a really pivotal thought here that I think we just need to drop in here, and that, you know, over my, you know, 24 years experience with Nikon, every single person who is way smarter than you and I combined 10 times over, who studies this stuff from the scientific, you know, and all the different angles, they all say the same thing, that any Nikon product that has been introduced over the years that we have accessible today that we're using in our wellness homes or to pursue active wellness, all they simply do, as you pointed out, is reflect or resemble the natural elements that are out there in the earth, where it be magnetic, far infrared, negative ions, you know, Pimax, mm-hmm. water, the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And what's created is to allow the body to work and to be sustained into an environment. That's
right.
Why it can work better and faster. So if it needs better circulation, if it needs higher, you know, the list goes on and on
mm-hmm.
and on. But all we're doing is simulating the wonderful proprietary elements of the earth, what God put out there in nature, and we're bringing it into our home.
Right.
And you know, I think you're a perfect example of saying, you know, being able to illustrate that, you know, there's no placebo with animals. So if a cat cannot fall under the spell or under the effects of a drug, a medication that's supposed to do this, because the body is working so much faster, it recognizes that, hey, this is a toxic entity. We got to get this out.
Right.
We got to overcome this. I mean,
right.
what a great illustration. So, yeah, give us another small animal story, and then let's kind of wrap this up.
Okay, all right. I'm going to give you a couple here. A friend of mine has a little chihuahua, and she jumped off the bed, and her back leg got caught on the bed frame.
Ouch.
And she called me up. She was panicking. And I work with her, and she says, "I don't know what to do." I'm like, settle down. Just go to work. I'll meet you at work, and we'll put something on her. So I took those little tiny, the small little tiny magnets that you get in like the 10-pack, like
yep.
the little tiny, or like
the ones
small.
That we can now buy, the replacement, or the, yeah, the ones that we call the Mexican jumping beans, or this is crude to say it this way, the weekend birth control that looks kind of like a birth control pack, but now
yeah.
we have the replacement
yeah.
disc for the insole. So you use
right.
the little round pack. Okay.
The ones in the birth control thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so... So
I'm
I had,
the only one that looks at them like that, am I?
No.
Okay.
So I had some adhesive glue because I'm just very creative in how I can help people. Just buy a couple products, try it, whatever. So I put those little magnets on the dog with a safe adhesive, a hypoallergenic adhesive that's made from a company that's like a super glue applicator, but it's safe for dogs. It's for jewelry that they put on dogs. And whatever. So this is my jewelry for this dog. So I put one on both sides of her back leg. It was in the hock area. And then I took the duct tape and I wrapped that around that area there. And so then it was maybe an hour and a half later, something like that. She was up in the front of the store where I work because we wanted to make sure she rested. And we went up there and she was actually putting her toe on the ground where before it was way up. And so her toe was resting on the ground. And so then we had to rewrap. No, we wanted the makeup still off, so we had to glue it back on. And then it was only about 4 hours later, and she walked back to where we were working. So she was actually putting weight on it. And so then that night, the girl sends me a text video of Chi-Chi going for a walk. You know, I mean, it was like, and I've had this, I got kicked by a horse years ago in the side of my knee, and I flew, and I had my back flexed in, and then I landed on the ground. I'm thinking, thank you, God, I'm not dead. But I thought, what did I break if I did? And I went home, and I put my knee wrap, my elastomed knee wrap on my knee, and I put a mini underneath that where the big, like a blood thing was, like not a clot, but it was a lot of blood, like a lot of black and blue. And the next day I got up, and I could stand on my leg, and the spot where I had the mini was almost regular colored skin, and where the elastomeg was, all the blood was kind of dispersing, and I could stand on my leg. So I've experienced the same thing that Chi-Chi did.
Okay.
That if you put the product on as soon as you can,
sure.
The Meg Boy, take the Meg Boy, get the blood going, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, then the other thing was recently I had a cat that, he was 16 years old, and this was back in October last year, and he had kidney disease, and they said, you know what happens, you're going to have to give him fluids when he needs it, and it's your hospice care, and I hate to hear that when you haven't had to go through this for a few years, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, anyway, I'll just, and he had the magnetic, the necklace on. All my, they're taped on so that they fit, you know, right.
And this is a, remind me this again, this is a cat or?
Yeah, this is a cat.
He's
16 years old, and he's never been to the vet since his first visit. All my animals have gone to the vet. Initially, they were foster cats. So I would get them foster them, bring them to the vet, get their vaccinations because they had to, and then that was it. So my cat had never been to the vet in 16 years.
Wow.
And that's what I try to do is he had something going on with him. He was throwing up just ravishly, and I'm like, okay, this is not good. And he's trying to eat, but he couldn't. So I brought him to the vet, and they said, yeah, his kidneys are failing. So I brought some fluids home, and the next few months I was working with him, and then the cocoon. I think I got the cocoon just around that time, I think. And then as soon as I got that cocoon out of the box, the cats and the dog were all over it. I mean, that happens all the time. So what I did is I built a, like an igloo, out of PCV pipes to make like a little igloo. And I put it on my bed with the cocoon over it and then underneath it. And Noah, the cat, would go in there every day before I leave for work. I mean, he would wait. Because I do a chi machine in the morning, and I use a cocoon on top of me while I'm doing that. And so they'll stand by me like, well, get up now so we can have that. And I'm like, I can't even get on it before they're on it, you know. So I believe because of the comforting effects of the negative ions and the far infrared, it helped him quiet his body and his muscles and all that stuff. And it was calming for him. And so he lived another six months. And then finally I asked the vet, because I brought him in, to get more fluids, and I noticed he had his tongue sticking out a lot of times. And I'm like, I don't like to see this stuff because I know it's not a good thing. I brought him in, and he said he had bone cancer in his mouth. And he said that usually doesn't take very long for that to really, you know. So I said, okay. So then I have the vet usually come to my home to euthanize him. But yeah, I mean, but my animals are sustained. I think like my friend came to say goodbye to Noah and take pictures and stuff, and she said, you know, if you didn't have all these technologies, I have Kinko seats on my couch, I have pillows on my, you know, seats on my office, everything is magnetized or infrared everywhere. And she said, if you didn't have that, I don't think these animals would live as long as they do. And most of my animals live up until almost 20 years old, the cats.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And,
holy
you know what?
Smokes.
Yeah. I mean, I've had them that have been like seven, and they've had a underlying disease when I got them as a kitten, and you couldn't really do anything about, you know, I don't know. I didn't have all the products at that time. But so that's, I'm trying to think. I'm looking over my notes.
No, trust me. You know, Lynette, what I want to do, because I know that as good as questions as I can ask, I know there are dozens right now from people saying, what about this? What about that? What about that? And I've gotten a few texts already. Let's do this. Let's just put a comma right here on this conversation. And if we'll coordinate schedules, I'll call you in a bit, and we'll get a date. and we'll just open it up so you can suggest, not prescribe or diagnose or anything like that, but in all these different situations. I think that the key here, what I hear you saying, listening between the lines, is you just get creative. I mean, using PVC pipe to make an igloo out of a cocoon, that's brilliant. I mean, absolutely brilliant. I watched our cat yesterday with no electricity in our house claw at our bedroom door, which was one of the first ones that I shut to keep the heat in the living room with the wood stove. When you don't have electricity and you don't have a fan or a furnace, you know, at your disposal, and please don't, I don't need the comments, so go get a generator, Vance. When you're driving, when your driveway is a solid sheet of ice, you can't go anywhere, and the roads were 10 times worse. Anyways, I watched our cat go into our bedroom, and Stacey asked the question. She said, what on earth is that, cat doing in there? Why didn't she come down with us near the wood stove where it's warm? And I'm thinking, well, we never finished making the bed. We just got up and out because it was cold, and that's where all the technology is. And that silly cat spent the entire day in our bedroom, and it's maybe 60 degrees in there. It could be even colder. I don't know. I didn't take a thermometer in there. But the whole rest of the house was barely 65. Mm-hmm. And yet that cat sat on that bed all day long. So, Anyways, Lynette, I know your book, at least one of them. I know you're working on a couple more, but the one is available from Focus on Growth. I'm pretty sure they still have it. I didn't ask Dennis Bryant last week when we were together, but 800-496-8508 if you're not familiar with Focus on Growth, and I'll give that number again. But in the meantime, would you? I know this is stepping out on a limb, but do you do computer? I can't remember if you or non-computer.
Oh, I have a computer, yeah.
Okay.
Do I do technology? No, not very well.
I'm thinking in the in-between time between now and when we can have you back again, if somebody's got a question, if they could pop you an email, would that be okay? I don't want to give out your phone number because what tends to happen is then you'll get bombarded, and then you kind of like, anyways. And if something's really urgent, people will call me, and then I'll have you call them. That's easier. I just want to protect you because you could become the animal expert overnight, and that's, you don't have that. But what's your email? I think that's safe. The best.
Okay, word. It's Rose, like the flower, Rose 72956 at netzero, which is netzero.com.
Okay, give that out again. It's Rose, and then the numbers.
72956 at netzero, which is spelled netzero.com.
Okay,
and if it's an urgent question, you know, let me know that, and then I can, you know, get back to you right away. I've worked in emergency situations, but sometimes it's like it's so helpful to see what the situation is. But, you know, I'm very open. This is what I want to do. This is what I want my life calling, to help people.
I'm not making this up. I've got three texts right now, people that want to call you. And I don't want to turn your day into just sheer chaos, but I know there's some urgent things out there that people want. So anyways, for those of you who might have jumped on late, Lynette Burgett has been our guest today, sharing animal stories and her 21-year journey with Nican. I just want to say thank you, Lynette, because you've inspired me to get more creative with our one cat. Because exactly like what you've done is, you know, foster, it's the same scenario when we took her into our family. And call us mean, but we don't go to the vet either. And for the longest time. And we just use the products just like we would in our own family. And she just hasn't had the issues that, you know, the cats, I guess, are supposed to have. But it's wonderful. So, again, Lynette, thank you again for being with us. And we will have you back real soon. Because I think especially with the technologies that Nican is introducing now, with the Kinko Touch, with the upgraded Kinko Seat, which I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes here when we get into the announcement, I think we really, really have some things to accelerate our ability to help our furry friends when traditional, you know, Western veterinary says, well, we give them this drug, we give them that, and yeah, we don't want to go there.
Well, and I guess in closing, I really thank you for having me on the call, and I feel like I'm a butterfly coming back out of the cocoon again, because I was so active for so long, and then life gets going in a certain direction, and you have to go that direction for a while. And I wasn't in it for a while, but I'm back in it. And, yeah, I go to the vet when I can't figure it out. If I do all I can do and I can't myself, I don't go to the doctor unless I don't know what to do. And then I go to urgent care. And they can take care of whatever, but that's not often. So, because I have the product and it works. So, well, yeah. Thank you very much. And
hey, thank you. And we'll get together. We'll get a date on the calendar, and we'll go from there. So, and for those of you listening, if you immediately thought, oh my goodness, I wish I would have known, because I have this friend who's got this animal. Da 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 da. SaturdayAMLive.com. www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. Steve, give him time. He'll get it posted. And we will, then you can just click on that and listen to the recording and go from there. And there you go.
Can you repeat that? I guess I'm sorry, Ben. Saturday what?
SaturdayAMLive.com.
Okay. Thank you.
It'll direct you right to the blog spot, and all the interviews, all the conversations, as I like to call them, for the past, well, goodness, 12, 15 years. I don't know how many we've got racked up there, but they're all there. And Steve does a fantastic job of, in a timely fashion, getting them posted. And I know he will for this one. So, anyways, thank you, Lynette. I'll let you go,
okay.
Unless you want to stay on the line. But I'm going to open it up for a little Q&A, but let me do this right quick.